I suppose there are people who would say that the movement to unify Europe, at least Western Europe, has been much more successful than people would have ever imagined before the war.
Is that so? I mean, the union of Eastern Europe was actually given by the fact of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And you can't cut off the eastern part of Europe from Europe, because you cut out perhaps, an organ which is just as important as its heart or its brain. Do you remember Kundera has once written an exquisite article on the fact that behind the Iron Curtain, in that non-existing part of a non-existing Europe, the only thing that exists much more, in a much greater intensity than in the Western part, that is European culture. It's the only behind the Iron Curtain where really people learn poetry by heart, cite it, come together in order to discuss books and all that. Where does that exist? In our part of Europe, if not in very, very small subcultural intellectual circles or something.